Sophia Institute Press presents Praying Like the Early Church, 7 Insights from the Church Fathers to Help You Connect with God. Written by James L. Papandrea. Read by Chris Larson. A note about this audiobook. This book includes many footnotes that refer to sources and sometimes provide additional elaborating information related to the topic in which they appear. To maintain a balance between the listening experience and the rich information provided in the footnotes, the audiobook producer has applied the following principles. First, footnotes that provide a sentence or more of additional topical information are bracketed in the narration by the terms footnote and end footnote. Second, footnotes having only one sentence or phrase of additional information are integrated into the main text from which they are referenced. Finally, footnotes that are primarily citations of sources are not included in the narration. Any listener who would like to learn more about the specific sources for particular information in the text should refer to the print or electronic edition of this book. Dedicated to my 2 dissertation advisors, Dennis E. Groh, 1939 to 2023, Robert L. Jewett, 1933 to 2020. It is impossible that anyone could know such great and holy matters without learning them first from those who knew them before. These we assert to have been our teachers, who taught us nothing from their own human conception, but from the gift entrusted to them by God from above. St. Justin Martyr, Address to the Greeks. Still quiet voice, vox aure tenuis, Psalm 46, 1 Kings 19. Lyrics from a song on the album Still Quiet Voice by Jim Papandrea. Be still and know that I am God, your refuge and strength when life is hard. There is no need to fear earth-shattering change, for God is not moved and the sun will rise again. All creation proclaims the great works of the Lord, who is present here still in the body and blood. He is not in the earthquake, the wind, or the noise, but in the eye of the storm there's a still quiet voice. Be still and know that I am God. Be lifted up by the Spirit of the Word. There's a river of life that flows from on high, and it streams to your heart where the Lord hears you cry. All creation proclaims the great works of the Lord, who is present here still in the body and blood. He is not in the earthquake, the wind, or the noise, but after the fire there's a still quiet voice. He is not in the earthquake, the wind, or the noise, but deep in your soul there's a still quiet voice. Insight 1. The most important prayer is the prayer most people will never pray themselves, the Eucharistic prayer. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. St. Paul, 1 Corinthians 11:26. As we begin our journey through the prayer lives of the earliest Christians, it's important to understand a few things. First of all, while it is true that the first Christians met in homes, and the setting for their worship was necessarily less formal than what we might experience today in our churches, that does not mean that their worship was free form and spontaneous. It was not what some today would refer to as low church, and it was not without a hierarchy of authorized leadership. Footnote: despite scholarly and other attempts to find clues to the form of early Christian worship in the New Testament, the reality is that there is none. It is left to the early church fathers to tell us everything we know about early liturgy, which, in any case, is still not nearly as much as we wish we knew. The form of liturgy, however, is outside the scope of the present book, and for the most part, we will be concerned with what is directly relevant to the prayer lives of the laity in the early church. End footnote. Most important, from the very beginning, the heart of Christian worship was what they called the Thanksgiving, which in Greek is the word Eucharist.